is the street corner going?
Oh, yes, all right, mate. £10 yesterday for a hand job.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kat, I'm filming.
Oh, right, okay. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world and the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, voted number one person in the UK. Today, we are joined by Mika Katana.
Hello.
You are
a dark goddess.
A dark goddess. You know, I get such ASMR from watching your latex videos.
Really?
Yeah. It makes me very relaxed.
Good. That's exactly what I want. No free wanks, but,
yeah,
you know, just enough to edge.
Well, some people will be wanking to it.
And you owe me money.
Yeah. I mean, I get people being like, oh, I can't believe your socks. Like, they'll wank to the podcast, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You need to get a firewall.
Someone will be wanking to your shoes right now.
And if you do, you owe me big time.
Cash.
That's theft.
Yeah. Send to your cash. Oh, Cash App doesn't exist anymore.
Throne.
Throne.
Send to my throne.
So would you mind telling the people at home a little bit about what you do?
So I am a professional dominatrix.
Ooh.
Which means, well, I specialise in being a humiliatrix.
Oh.
Which is humiliation. That is my favourite kink.
Oh, so what do you humiliate men the most for?
Oh, the dicks.
Oh.
That tiny little cat.
So do you see a lot of small worms?
Yes.
Oh. But.
Disgusting.
You enjoy laughing at them.
Yeah, of course I do. Who doesn't want to laugh at a gross cock?
It is.
And get paid for it.
It is. I do like that when I get paid to do a humiliation and it's like, you can just take a lot of anger out.
Oh, yes. And nothing's worse than looking at how gross and tiny it is. And if you are having a bad day, you can basically be a bully and...
Yeah.
And you're doing good in the world as well.
I do... I remember I once had a penis humiliation thing and he like had put a hat on his dick. Have you ever had that?
What?
Yeah.
What, like a sombrero?
Yeah, yeah.
He had like, shot glass.
Yeah, yeah. He had different hats. So he had like that and then he also had like a bowling hat. Yeah.
What?
But I'm like, how did he make those?
Well, he made them. They must be for dolls.
Yeah, they're for like Sylvanian families.
Oh no, just gross. It's when it's so, have you ever seen one where it's so small, it goes back inside?
Only online, not in real life.
Oh.
Have you seen them in real life?
Yes.
Is this?
Once, do you know Evil Woman?
No.
So she's also a very big dominatrix.
Okay.
We have a very similar look.
Okay.
So we attract the same guys.
Mm-hmm.
We did a session together. This was when I was sessioning. And he came to see us. He wanted us to humiliate his cock.
Mm-hmm.
Got on his knees. Didn't even touch his cock. We humiliated him for 30 seconds and he ejaculated.
Oh.
With no touching, nothing. And then we was like, do you want to carry on? He was like, no, thank you, goddess. He just left. The easiest money.
And had he paid for a whole like hour?
Yes.
That
and he
is
was there,
the dream.
Honestly, under 5 minutes.
Oh. That's the dream.
That's the dream session. The dream session.
So you doing sessions IRL in real life?
I don't anymore. I'm 99% online.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a couple of slaves who I do see. For example, one is caged and all we do is go for dinner.
That's
and
great.
And that's it. And he wants me to humiliate him. But he's also wants it to be subtle.
Oh.
So it can't be... It more
like negging?
More just... like a horrible bitch. You know, you're like, wow, that girl's really horrible to that man, but not enough for it to look like a kink.
Yeah.
Just like a spoilt brat.
Oh.
And I have another one who takes me shopping and that's it. He just wants to take me shopping and I humiliate him. And he's caged. He's so old. He
How
cannot.
How old is he?
I reckon 80.
Wow.
Yes.
Do you know, does he have like grandkids? Or?
Oh, we don't delve into his private life.
Right, yeah. I don't care. Where does he take you shopping? Where do you go?
So we went to Selfridges, Le Bouton, and Harvey Nichols private shopping.
Oh my God.
He's really into, or Fleet Ilia, he's really into custom clothing and...
That's great.
That's his fetish, is fashion.
Why the fuck don't I have
that? I actually have another one whose fetish is fashion.
Oh my God.
Those are my fun ones, but yeah. It's only because I do online, I can pick.
Yeah, so you've kept in real life the fun ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, imagine if he was like, oh, I want to take you shopping. And then he took you to like Shoe Zone. That would suck so bad.
Could you imagine? Oh, they do these really sexy knockoff Crocs in there. Yeah. I'd love you to stroll around.
I remember I'd delved into like sugaring before, like being a sugar baby.
Yes.
And like before I started OnlyFans and stuff, and you do it on like Seek and Arrangement.
Yeah, I've heard about this. I've never done it, but I know a few girls that do it.
Such a waste of time. They essentially pay you less than they would pay an escort, right. I would say. Like, I didn't have sex with any of them. Like, to make any real money, you gotta be fucking them, really. But, like, I remember one guy was like, you know, he was like, oh, I'll take you out for dinner and stuff like that. And he took me out for dinner, and I did get like 100 quid for the day, but he took me to Nando's.
What?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
I mean, it was a free meal. I was still like,
what did you have though? What spice?
I have lemon and herb. Well, I'm vegan, so I get like the veggies.
So what did you have? The mushroom burger?
It was like a mushroom burger with...
What did he have?
Halloumi sticks.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow, he's poor.
Yeah.
Very poor man. He's like, I want you to be my slave for free.
So I was like, you know what? Fuck that. I'm not doing that again. So that's when I got on webcamming and I was like...
Webcamming's good. You do get a lot of cheapskates. So
oh, God, yeah.
On Twitter, if people message me, because you get so many freeloaders or scammers, they have to send me a tribute. And sometimes they'll send me like £5. Yeah. And they're like, right, now I want a 20-minute video of this and that. I'm like, no, it's 50 just to me even to respond to you.
I know. I do remember the first time I cammed, and you get that boost when you're like a new person on the site. And I remember I got 40 quid for flashing my tits, and I thought, I am the richest woman in the world.
Wow.
I was like, wow.
What did you do with that £40?
We went to Nando's. Yeah.
Double down. Yeah. You must be in there like, tonight I've got money. I'm having double mushrooms.
Oh, man. Yeah, good times. So, right. So, how long have you been doing OnlyFans for them?
So, I also started webcam. Mm. So, I was
what
basically...
What site were you on?
Adult Work.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So... I guess I was domming for free at first. I didn't realise you could get paid for it. And an ex-partner of mine was telling me about it. I was like, no way. No way you can make money from this.
Yeah.
And then I went on webcam. I went on Adult Work. But then I had to learn how to keep them on. Because, you know, they come and then they're like, ding, and you're like, damn, I only made £1.
Fucking hell. So when you say you were domming in your personal life, would you, like, if for free?
Yeah, I would go to Torture Garden, places like that.
Yeah.
And I think because of how I looked, I would always attract the simps. And I liked webcamming. I learned a lot. And then lockdown happened.
Mm.
And I had no money. I was in 6 grand debt. my mum was paying my rent. And I was like, okay, I have to get myself out of this mess.
Yeah.
And then I started OnlyFans, but didn't really understand it for the first year. I was like, what?
I didn't. I didn't. I remember when I opened it, I sort of just had it hanging there for a few months.
Me too. With
like, and I was like, what do I posted like.
But you used to make a lot from subscriptions then. I was still making 5K a month. I wasn't even touching it.
I remember my first month, I made like 20 quid.
Yeah, but was this vanilla?
I posted like one photo of my ass.
Well,
but and I had no fans. I had no followers. So.
Oh yeah, you had yeah, I was building it up for a year before.
Oh, yes. That's good. Yeah,
that is the trick.
See, I opened it. I think when I was doing Chatterbait. But
Chatterbait.
Yes,
but you can't make money on there, can you? Is this like chat roulette where you just go with some random person?
No. It's Camsite.
Oh,
it's chat. It's same as like, but it's less private shows and more like tipping in public,
like loyal fans,
so
they're like that, like anyone can join and tip.
Yeah, so it's like a live stream of, see, so you're kind of given a lot of way for free in a way,
because they're not paying to watch anyway, they're just,
yeah, a lot of just watching for free.
Yeah, that's why adult work, they pay per minute.
Yeah, but then you get a bunch of people tipping at once. And I remember we did have this like whale guy who would tip. I remember one night he gave me like 2K.
And that's good.
I know, but that same night he was giving another girl 60 grand.
Fuck.
I was like,
that was a lesson somebody taught me. Was he Findom?
No, he was just like a...
just loaded.
Yeah.
I remember that's happened to me before with Findom guy. Because they want you to push them past their limits, don't they? And yeah, she got way more than me. And I was like, damn.
How much did she get?
I think similar, like 10K. I think she got 10K.
Where do you find your Findom guys?
There's not, honestly, I don't think there's many of them.
There isn't.
But it does depend. I think because of my advertisement, I don't get as many of them. I get a few that come in and out. But my friend, Mistress Karina, she gets so many. But I think that's her forte.
Yeah.
So they just flock to her. But she's savage.
Does she really put some guys in debt?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I saw her she sold a picture of her car door handle for £6,000.
Oh my God.
And then he said, thank you.
Oh my God. See, I've like, yeah, when I've done Findom, I've probably been given like 50 quid max, I think, for like.
Yeah, I think mine was 10K from a Findom guy.
Oh,
in one session. Nice. But I don't really get them.
Yeah, because people will say that. They'll be like, wow, that's a crazy amount of money to make, and it is, but you get like one a year.
Yeah, I do know two girls that have consistently do it, but I don't know anybody else that does.
That's, yeah.
My guys are just like, humiliate me, peg me.
Yeah. So you were saying before you were a tattoo artist.
Yes.
How long were you doing that for?
Really long. 11 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like in London?
I did in London, yeah, and outside London in Kent, and then I came to London. Then I was like, oh, fuck this, I make much more money.
Yeah.
Humiliating people.
Is there good money in tattooing?
When I was doing it, it's probably a lot more now. But you do make good money, but people forget you tattoo all day, but then you have to draw the designs. And the design could take you 4 hours to draw. So some days you're working like 12-hour days.
Yeah. And you can make a lot more doing 12-hour days on OnlyFans.
Well, yeah, it's nowhere near enough money. But when you love when I loved the job, it didn't matter. But towards the end, I was like, not for me.
Were you tattooing mostly men or women?
Men. I did have some women, but I just think men get more heavily tattooed.
Yeah. did they come on to you a lot?
Yes, they did.
I bet, yeah.
Not all, but some would, yeah.
Did any ever get a boner while you were tattooing them?
I don't think so. I remember this guy, though, I was tattooing. And he just kept getting like, like rearranging himself. I was like, it's like, I need to go bathroom, need to go bathroom. Kept going up, kept coming down. He was like a heavy set guy.
Yeah.
I was like, is a tattoo hurting you? He was like, no, it's not that. He went to the toilet up and down 4 times. I was like, oh, he's probably just got diarrhea.
Yeah.
And he came down, he went, oh, I popped one of my bollocks yesterday. I was like,
he popped what?
A bollock.
He popped a bollock?
Yes, he popped a bollock.
How?
Well, he probably got kicked in the balls by somebody, but he told me some mad story. Like,
oh my God.
Oh, I like walked into a door.
Oh.
And I was maybe 19 at the time. I was like, oh, okay. Oh. Did you like to go to the doctors?
Have you ever snapped a banjo string?
Yes, but not Dom.
Yeah,
just penetration.
Is there partners? Blood?
Yeah.
When that happens.
Yeah. Have you?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I've done it once.
I'm not very vigorous, though.
No, this is...
I'm
yeah.
a bit lazy.
I am now. My thing now, I just love to be worshipped. I want to lie there, pretty much do 20% of the work.
And that is
just be worshipped and lots of hands on me.
Are you quite like dominant all the time, do you think?
I'm trying not to be. I wouldn't say I'm aggressively dominant all the time. I am with slaves. I am in my work, but in situations where it's not involving that, sometimes I can no, my idea's best, and I try to take a step back sometimes. But
yeah.
It's hard because I'm listening, thinking, you don't know what you're talking about.
Have you ever been a boss of someone?
Yes.
Oh, were you a mean boss?
No, fair, very fair.
Fair but firm.
Fair but firm, mummy style. Yeah. But I'm quite a reactive person, though. So if my emotions are tapped or someone pisses me off, I find it really hard not to explode.
Oh.
I have to just ignore for a day. Yeah.
How do you explode?
Well, for example, with a slave, I have really short tolerance. I have just slapped him in public in front of everybody and spat in his face.
But I guess they love that.
They do love it, but I don't. Keep me. And then I will just ignore them. I recently just had a let a slave come back into my life because he just irritated me all the time, and he took me for dinner. It was a year. He was like, I just don't understand. I was like, don't speak to me unless spoken to. I'm quite strict, mistress. My perfect slaves are the slaves. Yes, mistress, I understand. Just very softly spoken. Do whatever I tell them to. Do not answer back. I do not like attitude.
And was this one giving you attitude?
Just thinking they was on the same level as me at some points. And no, get back in your position, bitch.
Rookie error.
Yes. rookie error.
Hal, I've been your boss for the day. How have I been as a boss?
Yeah, you've been a good boss.
Yeah. Firm but fair.
Yeah, firm but fair.
Sure. So we normally have...
What happens? Do you lose your shit sometimes?
No. Hal is only doing it... I normally have a different producer, an Irish guy, but he couldn't make it today. So Hal has been filling in. I had too much Irish energy. I said, I need to get an English man back in here.
Get them back.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, but it's been all right, hasn't it?
Yeah, you've been... Yeah. Good boss.
Is this what you do?
Yeah.
You're very softly spoken.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's very...
You're winning points.
It's like you're quite posh. It's quite posh.
Yeah.
You've
gone from Irish to posh.
Yeah.
You really look like my brother.
Really?
Yeah. Weirdly.
Wow. Is that a good
Maybe
thing?
Maybe we're related.
Maybe. It's the eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, he was trembling in fear in the corner earlier because there was an incident, but otherwise it's been going all right. Yeah.
Apart from the beating of the stick.
Yeah, literally.
Get your rat out.
Yeah, so that is from, oh, I've forgotten his name, is a guy who makes stuffed rats, actually. And he said, and he gave me that.
What do you mean? What, he's obsessed with rats?
Taxidermy.
Oh.
But he makes them into like pencil cases and puts like sharpeners in their arseholes.
Oh. I know somebody, well, I don't know them. Someone showed me. Somebody who makes taxidermy dildos from a horse's penis.
No!
I swear to God.
No!
My friend showed it to me. She went, isn't it beautiful? I was like,
oh.
Not my style, but.
Have,
well, people have tentacles and.
Yeah, but they're not just made out of a real alien, I guess.
Well.
Wait, so is it made out of a real cock?
A real horse's penis.
Does he do any other animals or is it just horse?
No, I think he does others.
Wow.
Oh, imagine,
but that was the most impressive one, of course.
Imagine they had like hamster.
Still bigger than a lot of my slaves. Yeah, yeah. Put on your hamster cock strap on, you little bitch.
That would be so grim. Or was it cats have like, is it cats that have the hooked cocks?
No, spiked.
Spiked.
That's why, because foxes have the same cocks. That's why they
scream when they fuck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like fun.
I sound a bit like a fox when I have sex.
Give me a.
That's how it goes.
Wow.
All the guys love it, I have to say. So you are latex queen.
I am latex. I'm leather today, but I do love
how
latex.
How many latex pieces do you think you have?
I couldn't even tell you. I've ripped through so many lately.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you. I have a whole wardrobe dedicated to latex, like a three-breasted one. But also I have some in storage.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm waiting to move. Yeah.
Do you buy it or are people buying it for you?
I have bought some of it, but a lot of it was bought for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's, how do you get in and out of it?
Well, you use dressing aid.
Mm-hmm.
So you put dressing aid on the inside of the
latex.
What's
that, like lube?
Basically, but it's not harmful.
Okay.
And then you can put it on. Sorry, I thought I needed to burp.
if you do burp, do it into the mic because someone will love that.
Be like, yeah. I put on the latex catsuit. So you put it on the inside and it just slips on then. But you can't dig your nails in. You sort of have to hold your hands in and sort of go.
Yeah, do you not slice a lot of your latex with your nails?
Oh, so much.
Oh.
So much. And it really upsets me, but I can't be without my nails.
Mm. I've never been a nail person. I've got such sad nails. But I think I'd look a bit weird with long nails, don't you think?
No.
Imagine me with long nails.
I think you'd look amazing.
Oh, okay. Maybe
I'll like them short, you know.
They're a bit
good
like
lesbian hands.
Yeah,
they're nice and clean.
Yes,
you have tiny hands. You've got clean hands.
I do have tiny hands.
Good for fisting.
Yeah,
perfect fist. See, it's not.
Yeah, so what are your hands? Are they big or small?
I have small hands, but they're so. Look how old they are.
No,
I'm a wise woman.
Yeah,
I went through a stage of seeing a lot of psychic readers. And they would always go, oh, you've lived many lives.
Really?
Like, you're telling me.
Did you find they were accurate? Because I've had some.
I've seen a lot, and I reckon about two of them was.
Mm.
Most of them are, I think maybe the energy was off, or they really want to have the powers. So they're like, you know, like, does this make sense? I was like,
They were like, do you? They'll be like, I see a future where you eat breakfast.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa.
Oh, hold on. You'll be going somewhere with heat this year. Yeah. Does that mean anything?
Yeah.
Well, they always say, I don't actually, thankfully, touch wood. Mm. I know hardly anyone who's passed away.
Mm,
and they always say someone and I'm like, no.
Yeah, so I haven't had where they've talked about a dead person. Wait, I remember they had one. One that I felt quite accurate. They were just like, I think, I remember at the time, I was working in like adult social care, and they were like, I see you in the future doing something creative. And
I was like, adult social care.
Like a support worker. Yeah, I was like, worked in like homeless hostel. And
what's
like
that
a,
like?
Oh God, grim
as fuck. I'm thinking about doing Crisis for Christmas this year.
Well, I mean,
but every time I look online to do it, they're like, oh, you can work in the admin. I'm like, I don't want to do that.
I mean, when you
get me on the front line.
Yeah, when you're volunteering, I think it's nice because you don't have to deal with like the aggressive people, because normally the paid staff will have, like, they're not going to make volunteers. Yeah, they're not. If you're volunteering, they're not
going to be like, attacked.
Just been like screamed at. I had colleagues who were like physically attacked, but I just like wasn't there when that happened.
My family member, they worked in a, what's the appropriate word to call it?
Like a
mental health centre.
Yeah.
But for criminals.
Right, yeah.
But he did the building there and a hammer went missing.
Oh.
And they wasn't allowed to leave. And then some random woman just kicked my dad in the back.
Oh my God.
But he was like, she's fine. He's like, it wasn't that hard.
Yeah, I remember, I worked in like a 24 hour like mental health facility. And like you had someone there 24 hours, this is when I was a student.
Was young.
Yeah, I was like in my early 20s and I did like sleep-in shift. So you would sleep there. But you'd be like on call.
You would sleep or watch them sleep.
I would sleep in an office and like,
yeah,
and like,
get up, go.
But sometimes stuff would go off and I'd be like, ah. But I remember we had one guy who was like, he had previously been arrested for like some violent assaults.
Okay, he had a past.
Yeah, and like he was saying that. And I remember one time he went into sort of a schizophrenic psychosis. And it was like, but there was like two, it was like a day, and we were like, he needs to get sectioned.
Yes.
And we need the police to come get him because we could see he was getting
Was
really
that
well.
Not a section place where you are? No.
No, so it was like where they'd come when they'd just come out of being sectioned. He needs to go back in.
Yeah, send him back.
Yeah, literally. And I remember they were like, but it was taking the police a while to like get them, and they're like, we can't come to like tomorrow or something.
What?
I know. And so I remember I had to like, and he would just be in the kitchen like this. And we had to like walk round him, and we had to be like, don't make eye contact. It was like mental. Yeah. And then sometimes we had to deal with like dead bodies and stuff.
What?
Like, yeah. People die from like overdoses and things. That was kind of
nice
grim
conversation.
Yeah. So that's why I was like, I remember during that time I was like, the pay was shit. So that's when I started selling underwear online. And I was like,
and how, where, on a website?
Panty deal.
Never done that. I think I had a friend was obsessed, like, I'm just going to sell my feet online. I was like, well, I think it's a scam.
Because
she had to pay to be registered on there.
It was like one of those sites.
Yes.
And I quickly learned it was like, if you want to make money, you have to sell photos and videos as well.
Right.
So I started selling photos and videos on there. But I'd probably make it like an extra 50 quid a week or something.
Wow.
Which at the time I was like, whoa. Yeah. But yeah, the feet, you'll see that. People be like, oh, I'll just sell feet pics online. I'm like, good luck.
Yeah, people are really deluded, I think, sometimes. I meet people that hate their jobs. I go, I'm just going to be a dom. I'm like, well, do it then. And they literally try it for about 3 weeks.
Mm.
I'm not making any money. I'm like, of course, you're a nobody.
Yeah, you've got to like...
And you're using the same picture that you're regurgitating.
Yeah.
I always say to them, you will make no money for a year.
Yeah.
Just have that in mind.
Yeah. Yeah, the only jobs where you make money instantly is if you're going to do escorting or stripping.
Yeah. But even, I don't understand the escort world, but I would think even escorting, you'd have to have a bit of a name. Because I know porn stars that escort, because they're famous,
yeah,
their rates are crazy high.
Yeah, you can put I think you could start putting an ad on adult work or something. You could probably get someone to give you 200 for an hour or something. But to start making any real money, you'd have to, you have to build up a sort of client base, I think.
Yeah, you need to be in demand.
Yeah.
You know, just like toilet roll during COVID.
Yeah, exactly.
Must be in demand.
Exactly. Because I know I have some friends who do it and they're like, they just only do a couple sessions a month and then they're set.
Yeah. The only girls I know that do it are in the industry and they're in the porn industry and they've got a huge name.
Yeah.
Yeah. They probably only have to look at them and they make 10 grand.
Exactly. I mean, getting someone to taking them shopping, that is pretty great.
Oh, it's good.
And you don't have to touch them, except for slapping.
Yeah, I slap them and...
Mm.
Yes.
Do you peg them?
Huh?
Do you peg them?
Not these guys, no. They're not into anything sexual at all.
That's so
But that, that is the sexual thing for them, the clothes and the spending time with you.
What do you think the psychology behind that is?
It depends on the person. So I think a lot of these men are, you've probably found this, they're maybe they're CEOs or they're in a job that would be extremely masculine at a high level, like a, some kind of sport. So they're worshipped by men. They have girls throwing themselves at them. They have the hot wife. They probably see escorts as well. So the last thing would be a dominatrix. And if they wanted to fuck a hot girl, they would see a an escort. They want a dominatrix to make them feel like shit and put them in their place because everybody's probably like, oh, you're amazing, and up their ass all the time.
I think that's what the real subs must be like. Because whenever I've spoken to...
It is all psychology. It's,
yeah.
It's 80% psychology.
Because when I've spoken to pay pigs, they all kind of seem to generally seem like broke losers. But those are the ones that only send like small amounts, maybe like the big...
Yeah, you have to find them.
Are like real...
Yeah. Well, they come to you. Never look for it. And it's that... It just comes to you. Never be desperate. It just will never come.
Yeah, what would you say to the girls watching, the few of them?
to how, you three girls out there.
How do they find a pay pig?
I would work on your Twitter and do posts, think about your captions, what would trigger somebody, what would make somebody relapse. There's lots of psychology. Once you have one, find out what they're into. It's like, it is a form of a relationship. You can't just say, give me money. That's not going to turn anyone on.
How would you tell me to get better at insulting men?
Do you find that hard?
Yeah.
Oh, because I really like it.
I like it. I can do it. But I kind of just go to the same thing, like, oh, you're a loser.
I always go for the jugular. So depending on how sensitive they are, I always go for physical.
Okay.
So if they're old, I'll call them old. If they're overweight, I call them fat. Tell them they're a loser, they're pathetic, they're bitches, look at you.
Okay, so you got to go you got to be like...
Oh, personal. The more personal, the better. But some people can't handle that. You have to make sure they're really in humiliation. But yeah, personal. Go like, look at your skin. Who would want to fuck you? You're probably a virgin, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you really fuck your wife? Who would fuck you? Just say what you see. It's pretty easy.
I like the one
You're going bald.
Exactly. I like the ones where you can be like... what's the point in even having that dick?
Oh, of course.
You might as well be a woman.
Oh, I love that. I'm really into chastity. That's my... Ooh. I like my men in chastity.
What? How do they get out of... what have they got to do to...
I just... Forever, I kept in them.
Oh, that's so they never get out.
Sometimes, so they can wash it, but...
Yeah, but...
No, I like them... I like them to be denied.
Stinky and caged.
Stinky, caged, denied.
Yeah. Do you get many hate comments or anything on your stuff?
Yes. Not that many, but I don't even look at the comments really. Mm. I do get some and they're always the same.
What are they?
It will be like Ken, who's morbidly obese with no followers and greasy skin. And he'll say, "Oh, you're so old," or "Look at how many tattoos you have. You've ruined your body."
Yeah, I get that.
Like, mutton dressed as lamb. I get that.
You seem really young though.
Yeah, these are just insecure. Yeah, whenever I look at the picture, it's funny. They're like,
yeah.
So I did a video of all of these girls and this guy was just ripping into one of the girls. And she's gorgeous, like a model. And you look at them and, you know, three hairs and a knit that's comb-overed. They've got a monobrow, live at home with their mom. I'm like, just because I'm hot and I'm rich, I make more money than you from men like you.
Literally.
How does it feel?
I've never had a hate comment from someone attractive, ever. Like, they're always ugly
that
as fuck.
That would hurt when they're not. Yeah.
It's always a gammon, like...
Always a gammon.
And yeah, and they'll be like, "Why have you drawn on yourself?
You look like a scribble book."
Yeah.
Disgusting tattoos. But I have like a core group of my toys, I call them, that have got my back. And whenever there's these messages, they're like, "How dare you speak to goddess like that?"
That's brilliant.
I'm like, "Bring my army of simps to take you down."
That's what you want.
Yeah.
I find because also my stuff, because I'll post like comedy skits as well. It would go like, it will end up on the most random For You pages. So I can get a real varied amount of comments.
Yeah, you must get
different. Like, I don't...
Like what?
Obviously some... like, you know, thirsty, or like, this is funny, but then others are just like, "What the fuck, goblin," or something. Like, they'll just be like so mean,
but also they don't realize they're pushing your algorithms
up.
I know people, I don't do this, but I know people that have people that argue on their comments for them to push their algorithms up. That is a thing.
I get people arguing, but yeah, they just argue. Like, I haven't got them to do it. Yeah, they're just like, a lot of times if it's like, they'll be arguing over if I'm fuckable or not, or arguing over the fact that I have OnlyFans, like, that's good or bad. That's normally what
they're... Do you know what? They just can't handle a hot, funny woman.
Yeah, they can't.
Because funny gets fanny.
Yeah.
That is a tale as old as time.
And... so many comedians
hot,
are
rich,
ugly.
Funny.
Yeah.
Got to be one of the three.
Mm, yeah. They just can't. Yeah. I had a nose job 2 weeks ago.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did. Or 3 weeks ago.
What?
Yeah.
Surgical nose job.
Yeah.
I've had a nose job.
Really?
Yeah.
How was yours?
I did not look as good as you after 3 weeks. My whole head swelled up.
Well, I don't know what it is. I had no bruising.
Did you have
face swelling? Yeah,
turn to the side. Oh, it's going to look good.
It's a really subtle one.
I will tell you now, because I felt like if anybody touches your nose hard, it can break.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt really weak here for ages and ages. That took a year to go till it felt strong. And all of the swelling doesn't 100% go down for a year, so it just looks better
and better.
Yeah,
they told me that. Yeah.
But did they take a picture of it as soon as it was done?
Yeah, I haven't seen it, though.
Where did you get it done? UK?
Yeah. Where did you get it done?
Yeah, UK.
Yeah, mine was in the Cadogan Clinic in Chelsea. Chelsea. Yeah. Yeah.
I went Harley Street for the consultation, but that's not where I had it done. Had it done in North London, Dr. Fratty. He's very good at nose jobs.
Mine was a guy called...
But I wouldn't go to him for your boobs, just your nose.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I was like, I only want to go for a guy who does noses.
Yeah, he specialises in nose jobs.
Oh. So you had your tits done then?
Yeah, I've had them done 3 times.
What, like each time years. To go bigger?
Yeah. Well, I'm naturally a double A cup.
No, really? Yeah.
Maybe an A, a double A cup. And my first one I had done, I had 200cc.
Okay, that's kind of smallish.
Oh, it was like an A cup or a B cup. Oh, it was really, okay. But I wanted that. It was very small.
Mm.
And then I decided I want to go bigger.
Mm.
Then I went bigger, but it was like you could have parked a van.
Okay, I know what you mean.
This is not the vibe I was going for. Mm. So I had them done again.
Mm-hmm.
So they was 400cc. I said, please, I only do 500, just make them close together. I woke up from surgery and he said, they all looked weird, so I put 775cc in.
Whoa. And did you like
I do now. Yeah. I do actually love them now, but for a month I was crying.
Oh,
because when you first have them done as well, they're so high and they're square.
Yeah. And is that one like really painful? But
worse than the nose.
Yeah, because 100%. I didn't have any pain really on my nose.
It's just you can't breathe out of it. We don't, they have those things stuck up there.
I didn't have that. So I could breathe right away.
Are you
away.
Sure you've had a nose? Yeah, they just didn't cut your nose. And that's 15 grand, please.
Yeah, no, it was, so I could kind of, but.
I had those long tampon things that were stuck to there.
Yeah.
And they don't even tell you.
Yeah, no.
You go back and I'm like, I can't breathe. And they go, 1, 2, 3, and they pull it and you're like, ah.
Yeah, I was, yeah, lucky he doesn't do that.
I had my boobs and nose done at the same time. A week before, I should have never have done that boob job. A week before, I'm really spontaneous. I said, let's do my boobs.
Oh my God. The only thing I had after the nose was I had the antibiotics gave me terrible diarrhea.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe you're allergic.
Maybe. And then a week after I had it done, I got a stomach flu. So I had even more diarrhea.
No. Well, so, you're looking skinny. Great,
yeah.
Darling.
Yeah. So I lost a couple of pounds. I was like, well, free.
Who knows? Skinny jabs.
Yeah. And then this year I had chin lipo. That was so
Did
easy.
You?
Yeah.
What was it like before?
It was just, I just had like a bit of a...
Turkey neck.
Yeah, a bit of turkey neck. And they do it under local, took 20 minutes. And they just suck it out. You don't need that though.
I think my tattoo secretly contours my face.
Yeah, you've got a contour.
I'm a sucker for all things like this. I have a friend who looks insanely good and I'm always like, what have you had done?
Oh, see, this is my first year doing like
stuff. It won't stop.
Yeah. What will I get next? I don't know.
Have you had Botox?
No. Botox I think is something I probably won't get just because like for comedy and things,
you can't
I have to be quite expressive.
If I get it done, I can move my eyebrows.
Mm. Yeah, true.
But I don't have frozen because I would yell at slaves, like send them a video, and my face wasn't moving. I didn't look pissed off. I was like, this isn't going to work. It's like, I'm so mad at you.
Yeah. I had filler in my nose done.
Well, I had that.
But it
just makes it bigger and longer.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, it's straight, but now it's huge.
Yeah.
And it moves.
Yeah.
And it's actually dangerous having it done in your nose.
I didn't know that till
apparently
after.
Apparently you can go blind.
Yeah, it would like cause necrosis of the nose. And I was like, oh fuck. Imagine
I used to get mine
off.
Done in some woman's living room.
Oh my God.
But,
yeah.
When people were getting filler when I was younger, it just sort of hit, you know, when everyone was getting it done. I had like big Frankfurter lips. I had it
nice.
All. I was like, this is luxury. I am rich.
Yeah.
Now I look back and I'm like, ooh.
Did you pay for your boobs or did a sub or someone pay for them?
One was paid for.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice.
But the last pair I paid for myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
I had a friend who had a flap snipped.
Really? I know a girl who had it all tucked under, like a Barbie doll, you know, like smooth.
Whoa.
And then afterwards she didn't like it, so she had fat put back in her lips.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Damn. Do you ever feel pressure to get anything done?
I don't.
Cock extension?
No, I don't think so. I feel like if a cock extension was like quick and not that painful.
Mm. Or dangerous.
Yeah. I reckon like men all over the shop would be doing it.
Oh, yeah. Have you not watched porn? The constant adverts. Yeah. Take this pill and get an 8-inch cock.
Yeah.
I think that's the only... Men are, on the whole, kind of less aware or insecure about their bodies. So I feel a penis is the only thing.
Mm. Oh, trust me.
Hair transplant.
Yeah. Oh, and the hair transplant.
Hair.
You're lucky. You got a good
set. How old are you?
24.
Oh, you're a youngster.
Oh, you've got time.
Yeah, what is your dad? What's his hairline like?
It's the same as mine.
But you know, they say you follow the woman's
line. I know, my mom's got really bad hair. So it's a gamble.
Just get
a if you transplant. If yours went back, would you get a transplant?
I don't know. I'd have to see
It was.
Yeah, yeah.
What if it went to like an island?
I think then I'd have to. I'd cut it all off. I'd get it all off.
I'd just rock the bald look.
Yeah.
But then you'd have to get ripped.
That's the
trade-off, isn't it? Otherwise, look...
You've got a beard though, so that's all right.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, my mate.
We can get one of those toupees that's back down. Yeah. They look really good now.
Like Donald Trump.
My mate had...
Is that a toupee? I thought that was just a long bit of hair.
It's a toupee, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I used to be a barber as well.
I've
lived so many lives. I was a barber when I was really young because I left school at 15. Terrible barber. I think the person who owned the barber shop was a friend of a family and I think they just felt sorry for me.
Right, yeah.
And this old man used to come in and he would have short hair and then this bit on top, it was like... a poo like
oh
this.
Oh my God.
And it was gelled down. And when I used to get it up, it used to be like this long. And he'd be like, only a tiny bit from the top. And I'd be like,
I love sniffing. Those videos. I see those videos of like barbers on TikTok and they're sort of consulting with guys who have hair loss.
Yes.
And they're like, what do you want me to do? And he's like, I saw one and he was like, the barber's like, I think it's time to shave it all off. And the guy was like, no.
You can see through it.
And it's like, oh my God, just let go.
Or shave it off, get to the gym, or grow a beard. Sorry, as a woman, we do so much.
Yeah.
If that's all you have to worry about.
Literally.
Or lower your standards.
Yeah.
You could just do that.
It is. It's crazy. I also think if you're a short man... You just have to be, if you're nice and funny, that'll get you far.
As I said before, funny gets funny.
Absolutely. Because I know when you meet a short man who's angry about the fact that he's a short man.
There's a thing called short man energy and sometimes they're not short. Because I know guys who are short, but they have tall, like I think I have a tall woman energy and I'm tiny.
You do have a tall woman energy.
But I meet guys who I don't even think are small because they're confident with nothing to prove.
Yes.
And that's very charming.
Mm.
It's when they're small and they're like...
Yeah, because I...
Or just putting their girlfriend down constantly and you're like...
Yeah, because
I... Does he realise he's hideous?
Literally. And also I know... Because I know... I remember I knew a short guy... who was like, he was obviously very insecure about the fact that he was short and he would just repel women. Like he just had this anger to him. And then I had this other short mate who he gets loads of women because he's nice. Because he's like, I'm short, I don't care.
That is the way to be. Just own it.
Exactly. So for the short kings out there, fellas.
Get a personality. Get you far, trust me.
Literally.
You can only be mean, really, if you're super hot or rich.
Exactly.
Sorry.
How tall are you, then?
I'm 5'2".
Oh, that is small.
Yes, but you're small.
I'm 5'5".
Okay, you're a giant.
Yeah, so I'm like, that's like average.
But I feel 6 foot. I stand next to people, I think I'm looking at them in their eyes, and it's not until I see a reflection of us in the mirror, and I'm like...
What's the shortest you would go if you were dating?
I'm very shallow.
Okay.
I'll be honest, I'm shallow.
That's fine.
I like my men to be... I've never been with anyone who's under 6'3".
What the fuck?
Yes.
I mean, you're tiny.
My ex is 6'4". But I also like them to be, I'm really into bodies as well.
Okay.
The face, I'm not as fussed about.
Oh, so just tall and ripped.
Ripped, but not like big, but ripped. No beer belly, no orangutan tits. You've got to be ripped. Wow. You have to take care of yourself.
And are you a gym goer?
I am, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm not ripped, but.
But are you a weight, like weightlifter?
I'm a weightlifter, yes, because naturally I'm really skinny. I'm like a triangle naturally. I have to work really hard to have a bum.
Same. I have to take a few weeks off because of the nose job, but.
You can get back in there. I have boobs to. Is the worst. You can't do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But when you grow chest as a woman, if you do chest, does that affect the boobs?
It makes them higher.
Oh.
So if they're a bit saggier, yeah, if you do your chest, it perks them up.
I mean, I've got pretty perky tits
yeah,
already.
Yeah, you've got a great rack.
So if I did any more, it'd be in my bloody chin, you know?
It would. You'd be like a bar wench.
Yeah. They are humongous.
I know.
Give me tons of back pain.
My friend has this top. I have to give it to you. It says, I might have huge tits, but I'm actually a really nice person.
That would be quite funny for me to have that. Yeah. I need to get one of those. I have a t-shirt that says nice pussy.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty.
What? You're pretty worn, rock and roll.
I haven't worn it outside yet. I feel like that someone's. Could...
Well, I did a photo shoot. At 4 a.m. in London because we wanted it to be quiet. Dressed as a demon. So he was doing like a photo shoot. I had two really religious people come up to me and be like, you should be ashamed. She's like, you're going to hell. You're a devil worshipper.
Oh my God.
Yeah, lots of crazies in London.
Yeah, fucking hell.
I'm like, mate, it's a made up story.
Literally. Right, we are going to be going into the Patreon now.
Okay.
But have you got any messages you want to tell watchers at home? Any?
Yes. You can go to my YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
M. Mika Katana. So two M's at the beginning. And go to my fan page, which is Mistress_Mika, where I'm actually doing a training at the moment, but only for a few selective people. Well, they'll be given training and daily tasks. Yes, because... I like them to be trained how for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Okay. Guys, head on over. Well, it has been a pleasure having you, Mika.
Thanks. We are
going to walk into the Patreon now, where we're going to get even more filthy with the discussion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's going to be off the chain. Right.
Well, I put my harness, so, you know.
Oh, great. Right. So, we're going to walk into it now. Walking into the Patreon. Bye, everyone. And then...